If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Row.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Row. It's Copper Row.
It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for this segment comes from the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. They're inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Visit their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. Well, that music only means one thing. We are talking Carborough, and joining me in the studio again is Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Long time no see. We had you here on Tuesday. It's good to have you back. How are you?
Good. Yeah, it is good to see you again so soon.
I like it, especially since, you know, we're not, it's sad to say, we're not all that far off from our regular appearances. You know, Damon Siles is going to be coming in now on Fridays, which is going to be a bit of a shift for me, and I imagine for our listeners too. But yeah, as we learned Tuesday, he's our next Carborough mayor.
Well, I have total confidence that Damon will entertain everyone if he stays on Friday afternoons. Every Friday afternoon, it will be something to look forward to.
I agree. He's going to be great, and definitely look forward to that. Something else, obviously, that we were talking about on Tuesday night during our election coverage that we were following on the Carborough side was Danny Nowell joining the town council, and it means that longtime town council member and community member Jacqueline Gist is now going to be off of council starting later this winter when everything happens. But as we know, Damon becoming Carborough mayor does leave a vacant seat, and I thought right after you left the studio, Lydia, I mentioned as we were wrapping up, I was like, well, it means that Councilmember Gist's time might not be totally up on council yet, because, you know, there is an appointment process, and if she decides to try and put her name in for that, she could be reappointed. Do you know if there's any sort of early discussions or early plans on how the town council is going to go about trying to fill Damon's vacancy?
Yeah, I do not know if Jackie would be interested in that. I also am not sure what the council will do. You know, that's a decision that the six of them will make after the organizational meeting in December.
Sure.
And the decision would be, Brighton, I mean, I think they could even have an election, too.
Yeah,
it's
true.
We have that in our charter. If it's, it has to fall on odd year during a, like, big primary or something. But because of all of that, I think that if they wanted to, they could decide to have an election and have it run in March, you know, so that it would be, you know, the campaign season would be January, February, March, I guess. So so I imagine that as we did before when I was elected, and we had to do that a couple of times over the years when I was mayor or on the council, we kind of wait until that organizational meeting when we have all the new folks there, kind of, and then we talk through how do we want to do things, and then we kind of set up the schedule. So it'll be really interesting to see what the council decides to do after they're all sworn in.
I had a feeling that was going to be the answer. You know, the folks who will be part of the council then will be the ones to make that choice. But it'll certainly be interesting to follow because, you know, as we were saying Tuesday, Jacqueline is a linchpin of the community. I mean, the historical knowledge has been incredibly important, I think, to the town council, it's fair to say, over these long periods of time that she's been there.
And I'd also say it's fair to say it was a shock. You know, it was really, I think we talked a little about on Tuesday, Danny ran a really good campaign. And
it's well-earned, yeah. It's a well-earned
election.
Yeah,
but it's not often that a newcomer kind of is able to come in and get elected like that. And I think it was a little bit of a surprise to folks.
Yeah, well, we had a great time having you here on Tuesday, and we're looking forward to all of the intrigue that surrounds that for folks who are as into local politics as we are. Townofcarborough.org, the website to go to for everything at Town of Carborough. And no town council meeting this week because of Election Day. We've got a few more coming up in the month of November before we hit the holiday season. But it does kind of feel like there's kind of a hodgepodge of things going on. We do have that council meeting on Tuesday. Do you know of anything that might be on the agenda for that?
Not yet. That council agenda is not out yet. But my memory is I saw a draft earlier this week. I think it's not too lengthy. But it's, I know that if I think of it while we're talking, I'll mention what's on that agenda.
No sweat.
Yeah. But my memory was that it wasn't too long, which is not atypical here as you're kind of coming off of the election and trying to get ready for the end of the year.
I was going to say, I imagine kind of more of a focus for some of the elected officials are the upcoming open houses for the Green Tract. And I just talked with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger about this yesterday, and Orange County Commissioner, Chair of the County Commissioners, Renee Price, on Wednesday. You know, this is a relatively big deal because it's one of the first times since the pandemic that all of the town governments will be able to kind of get together for something like this and truly talk about the Green Tract project.
Yeah, these we had these open houses, of course, are in person Sunday and then virtual on Monday. And, you know, there's a lot of interest in the community, you know, right, about the this piece of land that we all own. You know, we're joint landowners. And for many years, it's been a priority of the councils, all the governing boards, to provide some type of affordable housing on that property. We, you know, are looking very closely at the Rogers Road communities, mapping our future plan as we try to kind of move forward with our plans for that piece of property. And indeed, that's why we're holding it at the arena, you know, at the community center there. But, you know, I think the intention behind the open house in person on Sunday or online on Monday is to go a little bit into the background and history of that tract, because we've owned it for many, many years, and there's been lots of studies and resolutions passed over the years. And also in the meanwhile, the county acquired the Headwaters Preserve, which is right beside it, which is 60 acres that will be absolutely preserved. And so, you know, part of this is to kind of let folks know, you know, tell them about the environmental assessment, which did not really reveal any surprises. Talk about like some of the historic structures on the piece of property. Talk about some of the connectivity issues. This piece of property is, you know, it's kind of tucked away. So there are some challenges as to how roads will go in and out. And then to have that discussion about, you know, what is going to be the future development on that land, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, it's been owned by all of the local governments for a while. So kind of going back to your tenure as mayor, when you first became Carrboro mayor and were hearing discussions about this when you were involved in local government, what was the vision, what was the goal of the Green Tract then compared to all of the local governments on the same page now?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, it's been the topic of almost every Assembly of Governments meeting we've had for all those years. But I would say, you know, it's morphed a little in that I know that there's a possibility there'll be a school located on the site. And again, as I talk about this acquisition by the county of the parcel right beside the Green Tract of 60 acres of preserve, I think that gives even greater opportunity to do what we can on that current Green Tract by way of affordable housing, which is a huge priority of all of our boards. I mean, it has been for years, but I feel like in recent years, it's become even more of a priority. Also, you know, I'm so proud of all the engagement that our jurisdictions have done with the Rogers Road community over the last 10, 12, 14 years. You know, we've all partnered on bringing lots and lots of amenities to that area. Between, we all paid for the arena building. You know, we have sidewalks out there now. We have a bus route out there now. You know, we really have tried to kind of embrace the community and try to make up for some of the perhaps wrongs that were done in years past with the landfill. And so our intention is to really listen to the folks there and look at the report that we got when we talked to the folks who live in that neighborhood and hear them when they talk about wanting to have some the housing and a school and recreational facilities and have some area left over, you know, also, of course, for trails and the beautiful, you know, scenery that's out there.
Yeah, we're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Those Green Tract open houses happening, as she mentioned, Sunday in person at the Arena Community Center and then Monday online. And you can find out more information by going to the Town of Carrboro's website, Town of Chapel Hill's website, Orange County Government's website. There's a lot of different places where you can get involved and learn more. And we were talking yesterday with Pam about this, too. It's also just making sure that people are informed and can directly talk with local government members if they have thoughts.
Yeah. And, you know, and Pam and the Chapel Hill Town Council, they're slightly differently situated than the rest of us are who are the landowners. But we all three jurisdictions own the land, but it's in Chapel Hill, and Chapel Hill is the permitting authority, if you will. And so they have a slightly different kind of investment by way of that being the case. But nonetheless, Chapel Hill is on board with, you know, the county and with Carrboro in terms of what we'd like to see out there.
Well, let's take a look at some other things that are happening specifically Carrboro related. What else is coming up over the weekend and over the next few days that you want to take a moment to highlight?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the fun things, I think this is every other year, we have the CD and record show at the Carrboro Century Center. Have you ever been to that, Brighton?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I went one year. It's kind of fun. It's like the step into the past, right, where you get to see all these old records that remind you of, like, when you were a kid or used to see maybe in your parents' house or grandparents' house or whatever. But, you know, vinyl's coming back, right? So so this Sunday is the, I guess it's biannual CD and record show. And it's at the Carrboro Century Center. It's from, I think, 12 to 6. And, of course, they want folks to have masks that are coming in there. But I think it's a really kind of fun way to spend a little time on Sunday afternoon, going there and browse around and see some tunes that maybe you remember from your childhood or something.
Yeah, I've not been to this specifically, but what it reminds me of is the pop-up poster sales that happen every now and then in Chapel Hill and Carrboro when UNC students are moving in and stuff like that. That's exactly what this sounds like. And it is interesting that it's CDs and vinyl, and that is something that people are super, super interested in.
It sounds so Carrboro, and I think remember, you know, I think the emphasis is really on the vinyl, but I think I read they might even have cassettes and 8-tracks. Like, who even has the mechanisms to even listen to those anymore?
That's a great
point. They're going to have a variety of recordings there.
So. Yeah. Wow, cassettes. It's been a long time since I've thought about those, and any sort of portable cassette player. Wow. Well, that should be a fun event. Anything else town government related or Carrboro related?
Yeah, just a few more things I'll mention. One is that our business grant application period is over. For folks that have businesses in Carrboro, you want to go fill out the grants, the grant applications. I think we're accepting those through Friday, November 19th, and special emphasis there placed on women and minority-owned businesses or businesses that employ lower-income folks or serve lower-income folks. So look out for that if you're a Carrboro business and want to seek that. And then I guess the other thing I'll just mention is, of course, next Thursday is Veterans Day. And so I know that there are usually several events around the county, but what we have tried to do on occasion is to read a proclamation and recognize some of our folks that work with the town of Carrboro that are veterans. And so we hope to do that on Thursday afternoon.
Looking forward to that. And town offices and all that stuff will be closed on Thursday too, right?
The building itself, I'm not quite sure, right? And that's
okay.
A good question. Yeah.
That's almost always one of the holidays that kind of sneaks off on me. I go, oh yeah, there are going to be some town services that are affected by this. Usually it's the other holidays in November that we focus on a little
bit
more.
It's kind of a funny thing because I work for the state and we always, but yet it's at a university. So we always actually work on the 11th. We're always teaching on the 11th, but I think we get a different day in exchange for it. But in terms of for the city, and I know that a lot of the folks we're recognizing are fire and police folks, and of course they are working around the clock anyway, or they have odd schedules anyway.
So. Yeah. Well, again, townofcarborough.org is going to have everything you need to know about those local Veterans Day events and many of the other things that we have been talking about this time around. As always, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Brighton. You too.